I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As we close the book on 2006, don't forget, you'll need to get the new hunting and fishing license in the coming weeks to continue your outdoor pursuits into the new year. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a moment.
Shh!
You'll scare the fish!
Fishies love the safety pirate. Now tell me, have you taken a boat and safety course?
I have.
Oh, but did you know it's dangerous?
To speed on the water? Yeah, I know.
Smarty pants, are ya?
Stay safe on the water this year. Learn the boating rules and always wear your life jacket.
And remember to boat smart, boat safe.
A message from the National Safe Boating Council.
Many West Virginians will have a long weekend coming up, but if you're planning to hunt or fish on that New Year's holiday, you may want to check your wallet to make sure everything is in order. You see, the West Virginia hunting and fishing license run on a calendar year rather than a fiscal year, and that means come midnight Sunday, your 2006 hunting and fishing license has expired for yet another year. A lot of folks are looking forward to spending Monday chasing rabbits or grouse or maybe even trying to bag the elusive coyote. That trap line you set on Sunday night gonna be checked Monday morning, or maybe you'll brave the frigid temperatures to have a mountain trout stream all to yourself. That's all well and good if you have the 2007 license. Those are now available at all licensed retailers across West Virginia. The regular hunting and fishing license, or Class A hunting license for residents, is $18, as is the Class A fishing license for in-state anglers. If you're one who likes to do both, you should consider the Class X, or sportsman's license. That'll run you about $33 without any of the additional stamps for deer, bear, or trout. Now, there's a solution to this problem that happens every year for those who buy their license annually, and that is to invest in a lifetime license. Granted, it's a bit pricey up front, $760 for the lifetime hunting and fishing, but when you add up the cost over the course of the number of years you expect to hunt or fish in West Virginia, it still adds up to a sizable savings, especially if the person purchasing is a youngster or at least a young adult. As I mentioned, the new licenses are available right now at all licensed retailers across the state, but if you have the internet access, it's as easy as a few clicks of a mouse and the keying in of your credit card number, and you're ready to go. Be sure your computer has a printer so that you can print out your new license. Internet sales are growing every year, and you can go back and buy additional stamps as needed online. West Virginia, one of the few states that offers this extensive of an online licensing option, and the technology created by the West Virginia DNR is looked upon as a guide to other states hoping to implement their own style of online sales. Another innovation continuing in the state is the point-of-sale system that uses barcoding and cuts down on the paperwork for both the DNR, the retailer, and for you. No more folded up cardboard cluttering up the wallet, just a single slip of paper that lists all of the various things you have purchased as part of your hunting or fishing license. Again, the old license is about to expire. Make sure you get the new one to avoid any lapse in enjoyment of the resource in the opening days of 07. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.